We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, shower start. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Good evening. You are now listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. My name is Tim, and that is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Can't complain.
Excellent.
I'm just gonna tell the people what we just heard, which was, "Into each life, some rain must fall." That was the Ink Spots, featuring a very young Ella Fitzgerald. Came out in 1944 on Decca. We ended our last show with Chick Webb and an even younger Ella Fitzgerald. So this is a little later. But today, we are celebrating the birth of Hoppy Jones. Who's that guy who sang bass on all the Ink Spots songs where they would suddenly go into spoken word? They kind of invented that. He also played cello, all the other guys played guitar, but he played a cello, sort of like a playing a stand-up bass. Unfortunately, Hoppy Jones passed away on stage, like a true entertainer he was, 2 months before this song became a number one hit record on Billboard charts. And besides the birth of Hoppy Jones, we're also celebrating Black History Month, aren't we, Steve?
We are, Tim, and we're going to play a song by Chic that started a whole musical movement.
Thank you. koliwa ano ma koliwa ano ma koliwa 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 ano ma koliwa ano ma koliwa 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 ano ma koliwa ano ma koliwa 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 ano ma koliwa.
Listening to WYXR, the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. We just played Southern Nights by Alan Toussaint. That's from the LP called Southern Nights. Came out in 75. And Alan was honored with a U.S. stamp last month. Oha Awake, that was Osibisa from Oha Awake. That came out on Island in 1976. And a big chunk of a tune, we had Good Times by Chic. That was from Risque. That came out in Atlantic in 1979. The 7-inch of Good Times sold more than 5 million copies, making it the best time selling single in history at that time. Good Times is one of the most sampled songs in music history, most notably in the hip-hop world. It was written and produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. It was recorded at the Power Station in New York City. Rapper's Delight, which was based on parts of Good Times, that was by the Sugar Hill Gang, that used the interpolation of the bass line, sampled the strings, and created a whole new genre, or helped create a whole new genre, hip-hop. The song Yes, sir.
Yes.
And it also inspired John Deacon of Queen for that that bass line of Another One Bites the Dust.
Right, man.
Yeah, a lot of that came from Chic, Nile Rodgers, and Bernard Edwards. Much respect.
Well, we have more songs to play. This is another birthday boy, a guy named Bruce Ruffin from Jamaica, man. Turns 73 today. A tune called Save the People.
fortune teller to the seven sister tomb. If they go away, little boy, it ain't nothing we can do. You got a two-headed woman who knows everything you do. Keep your eyes on me, two more eyes on you. It's a dirty shame. You got a two-headed woman, knows everything you do. Keep two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. Everywhere I go, I try to have some fun, but I found out two heads is better than one. You got a two-headed woman, knows everything. Two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. You got a two-headed woman. 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 Knows everything.
Pops?
I met a chick.
Oh, yeah, what kind of chick?
Real chick.
A real chick?
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Man, are you crazy?
No,
listen to me.
Tell me something, man. I sure want to know.
Hey, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking.
That chick's too young to fry.
Say, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Feed her steady till she gets ready. That chick's too young to fry. Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better use.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying. Stop your grind.
That chick's too young to fry.
Get away from here, too young to fry. Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better use.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying. So stop your crying.
That chick's too young to fry. That chick's too young to fry.
Then I won't want you. You hear me, girl? I know you hear me. You can cry. You will cry. You'll be wondering why I won't look at you as I go strolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. Cause I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you.
Don't you play? It's the quality.
You know, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, new untitled show giving you Black History Month. We just heard Irma Thomas, which is appropriate. Mardi Gras season has just started. That was a tune called Good Things Don't Come Easy from an odd album. One version is called Down at Muscle Shoals. Came out on Chess, but it didn't come out until 1984, and then only in Japan. But it was recorded at Fame Studios in 1967 due to some problems. They never released it. Before that was some more New Orleans peeps. At least Joseph Zigaboo Modales on drums of the Meters played on this one. The tune was I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday. Herbie Hancock with George Porter Jr. on bass. Zigaboo on drums and Renard Pochet on guitar. It was an album called Going Home, a tribute to Fats Domino in 2007. Preceding that was something off of the Sun label. It was a 7-inch by The Prisoners. A tune called That Chick's Too Young to Fry. It was recorded either in 53 or 54 at Sun, though it didn't make it on to wax until 1976. Not sure why, because it's a fine little recording. That song was first recorded in 46 by Louis Jordan. And it was written by birthday boy Tommy Edwards, who most people know from the multi-million selling song, It's All in the Game. And before that was Junior Wells doing Two-Headed Woman, 7-inch on Chief from 1957. That crazy guitar stab. I love that tune, Steve.
Yeah.
And we started it off with Bruce Ruffin doing Save the People. 7-inch came out in 1972 on Rhino Records, but not the Rhino we know. That was a Rhino Records that was in the, I think it might have been a subsidiary of Trojan, a Jamaican label. And what else we playing?
Well, let's go back to Jamaica and Alabama. Let's hear Jimmy Cliff and the Swampers.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll.
Right now, Mammy, don't you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is feeling fine. Don't nobody leave. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna shake them up till early morn. I'm here to tell you that we're gonna have. Damn it, don't you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all right. Don't you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if you can hear me, children. Can you hear me? Oh, we'll shake them up till the broad daylight.
I kept on going higher, and when I came back down, they thought I was on fire. Kadoosha! Don't pour that water on me. Let me burn, let me burn, let me burn with the fire of love. Now my heart's going thumpy thump, my knees are weak. My body is body, I'm sizzling from the heat. Can't explain how it feels, it burns so sweet. It won't go out until our two lips meet. Kadoosha! Water on me. You let me burn, let me burn, let me burn with the fire of love. I'm all to up. I'm hot, locked, far from your loving cup. Kadoosha! Please, don't pour that water on me. You let me burn, let me burn, let me burn with the fire of love. No, no, let me burn, let me burn, let me burn with the fire of love.
Snatch it back and hold, baby, one more time. I ain't doing too bad, babe. I got you on my mind. Hey, 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 hey. You're having a darn good time. Somebody help me. I can't help myself. Somebody got to help me. Cause I can't help myself. I'm not doing too bad, baby. You know I ain't got no brand new band. Let me. Thank you. I can't help myself. And I ain't doing too bad, baby. And I ain't got no brand new bed. Snatch it back and hold it. I wanna tell you where it's at. All the kids in the neighborhood are doing a brand new day. Snatch it back and hold it. I wanna show you where it's at. Sit on one more time. Just a one more time. Hey, 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 hey. Baby, one more time. All the kids in the neighborhood, they know just where it's at. Snatch it back and hold it. Snatch it back and hold it. Hey, hey. Snatch it back and hold it. Say hey, 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 hey.
We're back. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. The new Untitled Show. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. And we just played Snatch It Back and Hold It. That was another tune by Junior Wells. This time, Junior Wells' Chicago Blues Band came out on Delmark in 65, and that was Friendly Chap on guitar. Friendly Chap's real name is George Guy, and he was born in Lettsworth, Louisiana, and he later became known as Buddy Guy. And what a great tune. I just had to play two Junior Wells tunes today. Fire of Love, that's Bobby Lewis. That's a 7-inch on Roulette. That came out in 59. I'd say that's a pretty strange recording for 59.
Yes.
Bobby Lewis's next single was huge, which we all heard as when we were kids in the oldie stations, but Tossin' and Turnin', that became the number one hit of the year 1961. Can You Hear Me? That's Lee Dorsey. That's a 7-inch on Amy, and that came out in 65. Hit Lowdown, that's Curly Moore. That was a 7-inch on Sansu, came out in 66. And it was arranged, produced, and co-written by Alan Toussaint, one of the greats. And we started with Sitting in Limbo, Jimmy Cliff with the Swampers. That's on the Harder They Come soundtrack that came out in on Island in 1972, and also came out on Jimmy Cliff's LP, Another Cycle, which was recorded at Muscle Shoals with the Swampers, but the song didn't get released until 73 when the Harder They Come soundtrack came out on Margot Records in the States. And Tim, we're finishing up another show.
And it's about time for Shanksy, so look out. Don't touch that dial. And we're gonna send you off the tune Marching Down the Streets of New Orleans, a Hot 8 Brass Band. Good night.
Yeah. This is Jeff Hewlett, and you're listening to WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.